Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 9, beginning verse number 18. Now, just quickly, by the way, a brief review. When Paul started chapter number 9, a lot of people think Paul switched gears or switched horses in the middle of the stream. Remember in chapter number 8, he talked about not offending the weaker brother or sister by that meat that was offered to idols. We looked at that, and Paul made this statement, strong statement, that if meat offends my brother, then I won't eat meat as long as the world stands. Well, he gets in chapter 9 and he uses himself as an example. The example is this, and we started the study last week in chapter number 9, and as we get these next few verses to kind of bring a little more light on the subject, Paul used himself as a personal example about him having the right for the church at Corinth, making them to support him. We're going to find out that, do you know the church at Corinth was the only church that didn't support him? The churches of Macedonia and others, we're going to look in 2 Corinthians, where he says, all the other churches supported me, but you didn't. And then he said, forgive me this wrong. We're going to look at that. He was saying, because there were so many weak believers in that church, that he wasn't going to use that authority for them to support him because he didn't want to offend anybody. And so that's what this chapter is all about, where the last chapter 8, chapter 9, the thought is we don't want to be a stumbling block to our weaker brother and sister in Christ. We don't want to offend them in any way. Now, again, that's a kind of a blanket statement. We cannot please everybody all the time. We understand that. There are some things that, and we talked about that. Let me get into the lesson before I get in trouble, okay? Let me get into verse number 12. We'll go to verse number 18, Lord willing. 1 Corinthians 9, verse number 12. If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of those things. Neither have I written these things that it should be done unto me. I love that statement. We'll get to it in just a minute. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. If I do this thing willingly, speaking about preaching the gospel, I have a reward. But if it against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. We get back, again, I told you the Paul's thinking here. Paul had the power, he had the authority, not just because he's an apostle, but because he started that church there in Corinth. He was the teacher, he was the leader there. 18 months, Paul directed those folk, and of course, Paul had left and he'd come back. And anyway, so many things we talk about, but they didn't support him, and he didn't, for whatever reasons. Some did not think he was rightly an apostle because he wasn't of, quote-unquote, the 12. You're not of those. So other things, that ramifications, we looked at that in the past. So Paul is addressing this in chapter number 9. Verse number 12, he says, if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we the rather? It wasn't that the Corinthian church refused to support anyone in the ministry, because we see by this statement or that question, kind of, they were already supporting others. That if others be partakers of this power, in other words, others are receiving wages or whatever from the church there at Corinth, Are we not the rather? In other words, they supported others in the ministry, just not Paul. If those who presently labored among the church receive wages, how much more should the one who founded the church and taught them the things of God? Let me go a little bit farther. Here's the next word. Nevertheless. What a powerful statement. Nevertheless, we had the power to do that. Nevertheless. There's grace in that word, by the way. We have not used this power, but we suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Paul had not forced the church at Corinth to support him at all, even though he had the right or the privilege to do so. Paul was willing to deny himself that right. Remember in chapter number 8, he told those stronger believers, you need to deny yourself that right, even if you have the right to eat that meat that's offered to idols. Remember, and we know idols are nothing. Enjoy your meat, okay? By the way, I mentioned it before. When I go to a steakhouse, I eat my steak rare. Let the blood run, man. Just let it go. Anyway, there's nothing wrong. Paul said there's nothing wrong with eating. The meat in itself is not bad. Nothing wrong with eating meat. But if the weaker brother, if it offends them and says, man, and it causes them not only to eat the meat, but to stumble, it's a sin to them. By the way, and Paul made this statement early, that it could be we have liberty in Christ. And what could be a sin to me may not be a sin to you. And what may be a sin to you may not be a sin to me. Does that make sense to you? Okay, there are certain liberties in Christ that we would have. Now, if it's clearly outlined in God's word, if it's clearly stated in God's word, well, obviously we don't do that, or we do that. But there are certain things, and some are the examples that Paul has given us, whereas eating meat, or this thing about receiving from churches and all. Should not the Christian believers also deny their right to eat meat sacrificed to idols for the same goal as Paul was denying his right and privilege of receiving money from Corinth, so that they would not be a hindrance or a stumbling block to the weaker brothers? Now, let's get to verse number 13. It gets gooder and gooder. Do you not know? And by the way, they did know. It's a reminder that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple. And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. He drew their minds back to the Old Testament. Well, remember the priest, how they lived from the offerings, the sacrifices. Many of the sacrifices that people brought to the temple, not all of them, but many of the sacrifices the priests were able to partake of. That's how they survived. That's how they would make their, lack of a better term, their living, if you will. The people provided for them through their offerings and all, and the priests were able to partake of those offerings. What was given to God, what was left over, they would be able to partake of that. And he's reminding them, remember the priests in the Old Testament, how that they were able, in his words, that they could live or take care of the things of the temple. It was provided to them by the people, the Israelites provided for them. And they which wait on the altar are partakers with the altar. Under the law of Moses, in Leviticus chapter 6 and Numbers chapter 18, I was going to go back to that, but time won't allow, but you're familiar with that anyway. Most of you are. Leviticus 6, Numbers 18, the priests who were in the temple were allowed to partake of the offerings, some of the offerings. And this is what Paul is referring to. Now, verse number 14, he reminded them about the Old Testament, the priests being taken care of by the people of God. Even so, in other words, just like them, even so, hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Paul linked the principle of the Old Testament support of priests to New Testament support of pastors and preachers who give themselves fully to the ministry of the gospel.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.